From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When Jesus looked around at the people who surrounded him, he felt compassion. Everywhere he looked, he saw people who were harassed and helpless. What do we see when we look at the world that surrounds us? Do we too see people who seem to be stressed out, fearful, harassed, helpless? I know that our about-to-be high school graduates know that they are going out into a world that is not perfect. On the other hand, to be honest with you, there never has been a perfect time to go out into the world. People like to talk about the good old days, but some of our friends and relatives here would tell you that those days were not all good, that there were religious and racial roadblocks and gender roadblocks that we would not even consider today. The songs we heard from the choir, they were written by people whose faith was what got them through the hard times. Their faith in God helped them through the suffering, and they sang about it. Where do I go when there's nowhere else to turn? I go to the rock, to Jesus. And so it's not a perfect world, but we have a chance to make it better. Jesus sent his disciples out to help people, to heal, to proclaim good news. We also get many chances to bring healing and forgiveness into the world we have inherited. We have a chance to stand up and use our voices to point beyond the present toward the possibility of a different future. Changing the world, it is all of our jobs. Jesus looked around him and he saw that the people were like sheep without a shepherd. That's still the world we see. And the people, they need to hear from anybody and everybody that they are not helpless, that nothing is impossible with God. People need to know that today can be the day we ask God to create a new heart in us, a clean heart in us. We need to know that somebody else believes we can do it. Someone who points us toward the power of God. We are not helpless. If we stand together and proclaim love, amazing things can happen. So what's the world you dream of this day? Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a world where people of all races lived together in harmony, and that dream attracted people who wanted to be part of the world he was describing. We know about Dr. King. This week I was reading about someone else that I didn't know so much about. After Dr. King would finish his speech, the crowds would be excited and filled with energy and spirit for the road ahead. And that's when Ralph Abernathy, who was a leader in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, would get up. And he would stand up and he would say, "Okay, now let me tell you what that means for tomorrow morning." Abernathy gave them the how to go with the why. And the people went home and they did what they'd heard. And the world changed. What seemed impossible became possible. The world needs the people who dream dreams, and the world needs the people who stand up and say, now let me tell you how we're going to do it. And the world needs the people who go home and be different because they believe in the possibility and are willing to do the hard work that makes change happen. Whichever kind of person you are, the world needs your voice and your spirit and your hard work to be the best of who we can be. Jesus is sending all of us to meet people in the broken places with his unending compassion and love. What's the world you'd work hard to make happen? Pay attention. It might be right around the corner, and you might just be the one to open the door and start making it a reality. In Jesus' name, amen.